And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fair taking a look at that agenda tonight. Really only the two main items on the general portion of the agenda, but there are a few things on the consent agenda probably worth note, and we'll let Ron lead off on that.
Sure, Kathy. One is a contract with Kendig Keese Collaborative. They're a firm out of Sugarland, Texas. This is a contract. The selection committee recommended hiring this firm to develop our new unified development ordinance, which will be combining and updating the Manhattan zoning regulations along with Manhattan area urban area subdivision regulations into one document. So it's been a long time since either of those have been updated, and so we'll look at that and modernizing, and that'll take a while to do. And this was a capital improvements program budget item. The budget was $350,000, and the proposed contract is for $339,680. It also has some utility funds helping to pay for that. Another item is setting a date to hold a public hearing to levy some special assessments, and this is on some residential subdivision improvements, about almost 1.5 million in improvements for sanitary sewer, water, and street infrastructure, stormwater infrastructure on three main areas: Grand Bluffs at Mill Point, Ledgestone Edition, North Lake Edition, and I guess there's a fourth one, Western Hills Edition, Unit 14. So all of this is 100% to the benefiting properties. There's no city at large participation in this. These special assessments. We also have some new petitions that need to be redone for the Hartford Edition for infrastructure. We also have a contract amendment with Benesh and Company for Safe Routes to Schools Phase 2. We received a grant from the Kansas Department of Transportation. They'll be doing some design work. The contract amount is almost $44,000. They'll be doing some survey work, preparing some projects for bidding along Casement between Griffith Drive and Butterfield, and also Parker Drive to Lincoln Drive, Parker Drive from Lincoln Drive to Green Avenue and also Grove Street. Also some areas on College Heights around Lee Street, along Wreath Avenue between Heritage Court and Robinson Drive, and then along 10th Street from Pierre south to Yuma and 14th Street at Pierre. So these are going to be sidewalk and other pedestrian scale mm-hmm. improvements to crosswalks, that sort of thing, crossings to improve safety for kids that might be walking or bicycling to school. Other components are on the Marlette Avenue, Denison Avenue roadway expansion project. This is a county-led initiative to rebuild and widen Marlette Avenue east of Tuttle Creek Boulevard down to Denison, and just including the improvements at that intersection, and then Denison Avenue between there, between Marlette and then south to Kimball Avenue. The city is the owner about halfway on Denison, and so we're a party to this particular contract. The consultants, Alfred Benesh and Company, have completed 30% design plans, and this is a proposal to take those to 100% design so that can be prepared for bidding. We have a memorandum of agreement with Riley County that we participated in that, and the city's share of the design for 100% plans is about $90,000. Also going to recommend award of some pool heaters and filter building expansion out at the Northview Swimming Pool. One of the improvements that we had recommended to the City Commission with some of the excess quarter cent sales tax funds would be to put a heater on that particular pool. It allows us to open it up early. It gives us some warmer water that we can do lifeguard training before the season and get some classes in, and also might allow us to actually open that pool up for some special events or earlier in the season type events. And so that's a contract locally awarded recommendation with Trinium Contractors in the amount of $162,950, which is under the estimate of $185,000. And then we also have a recommendation from the Historic Resources Board and staff to authorize the mayor to sign documents for the nomination of the landmark water tower to the Register of Historic Places of Kansas, and also the National Register of Historic Places, as well as the Manhattan Local historic register. And so this is the Landmark Tower is unique in architectural design and history. And obviously the commission over a year ago agreed to make that area a park. And so with one of the advantages of it being listed is we would be eligible for some grant funds to help maintain the structure in perpetuity.
I remember discussion of that at the time.
Yes, and I'm glad we're finally doing that. I think that's been ongoing for some time as far as should it be or should it not be. And then there was a house there that was going to extend, and you know, that became a big controversy at the time. So I'm glad they're moving forward with this to get it onto the register. And also about the safe school routes. Safe route to schools. Remember with the SACS maintenance initiative that was passed, I think $100,000 of that each year goes to also this portion of the safe routes to school. So I'm glad we're moving forward with this because we want our kids to, you know, as we look at walking and more biking and physical activity, this is one of those areas for our neighborhood schools to be safe as they're going through some of those areas. So I'm glad we're going through some of them, and this will probably be ongoing for the next few years.
It will. This one's kind of a carryover item because it is some grant funds, but it will lead to an annual item, really, since with the passage of the street maintenance sales tax item.
Okay. So. Mayor, I noticed a couple of appointments and proclamation on the agenda tonight, too.
Yes. So we're having Mike Dodson and Rich Jankovic being reappointed, actually, to the Municipal Audit Committee, which is great. And Linda Morris, who was on the Manhattan Housing Authority, so she's going to be reappointed to that as well. Charlene Bronson is going to be on the Arts and Humanities Board. Hannah Kopfer is going to be on the Arts and Humanities Boards. And Cheryl Grice is going to be on the Social Services Advisory Board. Once again, if anybody is interested on being on any of one of our advisory boards, please just go to our website and look at any kind of vacancies there are. The interest form is very short and concise. We're always looking for people to be on representing on our boards, and we definitely use the advice and recommendations they make when we make our decisions.
Big brothers, big sisters being recognized tonight.
Yeah, this just came to us, I think, last week. So this is National
Mentoring Month.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mentoring Month. Big brothers, big sisters, they're a national organization, and we certainly use that in our school district, but also social services, other agencies use them. So this is something they're trying to, it went down for a little bit, and they're trying to get those mentors back up. One of the things I see as a teacher in schools is a lot of our families look very different these days. And some of them, you know, they work so many hours, they just need somebody from the outside to kind of take a child under their wing and meet with them maybe once a week or once in every 2 weeks, have lunch with them or go to a game or do something. It doesn't even have to use any money, just so you're having a conversation, being a friend to them. And this is a nice way to do it without dedicating too much of your time as far as commitment, but it's such a meaningful relationship between you and a child. So I'm glad we're doing a proclamation for big brothers and big sisters.
Before we take a break, anything else from tonight's meeting, Ron, that we're missing?
I don't think so. Okay. Obviously,
straightforward.
We're still in the new year, and so we're inching our way along.
All right. Let's go ahead and take that break. And again, a reminder, if you do have questions or comments having to do with the City of Manhattan, we always welcome those calls. We have Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1350, or toll-free 866-776-1350.